Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles and Izzy Dadosky from Rebel Marketing, Tanisha English Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Tanisha is here. Tanisha's on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through her digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me again today.
We have talked about this with some potential clients, the conversation of the pros and cons of being visual with your podcast and whatever that means. Adding a camera and lighting to what you're doing, that's ultimately the bottom line. And then, the destination and such. I think in the past year or so, it's really been spotlighted of jumping into that video piece to it. And a lot of it is because podcasters want to get their content on YouTube, which is the second largest search engine behind Google, but Google owns both. But it's been a part of discussion points hugely. And I want to, I think let's take a look at it from your point of view and my point of view too. There is no right or wrong answer to this. There isn't, and we're not debating it. It's that I think looking at it from two different points of view, we're probably going to come up with a consensus of what I think we're going to at the end, but let's talk about that. So from what you're dealing with, you've done a lot more video in regards to video creation, whether it's on YouTube or not. Let's talk about the nuances of creating a podcast with video.
Yeah. And, we've seen podcasts with video like the Joe Rogans of the world, a lot of the bigger podcasters, but we've also seen it with, micro influencers as well, where people are adding the visual to essentially keep up with like TikTok or YouTube. And then once Instagram introduced Reels, that was another opportunity to be able to share clips of your podcast to, which we've talked about on our podcast, that, taking clips from your show and putting it on social media can definitely help with visibility. And in some cases, some people prefer to watch podcast episodes where there's a visual. I'm a fan of Shannon Sharp has a podcast called Club Shay Shay, and it is a visual podcast. I don't even know if it is available on audio or not.
Right.
And then I have some podcasts, like, for example, we've talked about Crime Junkies a lot, where it's always been audio, but they recently just launched a visual side of their podcast. So we are seeing people do this as a way to have content that is able to go on literally every single platform that's out there. So that can help to increase visibility on social media. If you're using, the visual for all of the spaces where visual is needed and used, but then you also have the audio for the people that prefer to listen to it that way.
Yeah, I think it's the shiny new object that people see the video, or they're seeing the Joe Rogans of the world, that sort of thing. It's like, well, they're doing it. We need to look at doing that. There are a lot of decisions to be made before you jump into video.
Yeah.
And you just touched upon it. It's like, why? Why do you want to do it? Because I have these conversations with the podcasters all the time, and I never discourage it. I want to find out why you want to create video. What's the end purpose of that? And if it's just to, but there's no second, third, fourth idea behind it, then maybe you need to rethink that, because the undertaking of doing decent video to really good video is a big jump. I mean, what we're doing right now here on Zoom is enough, but it's not, we're not going to win awards for it. It's doable, but in the long run, it's not going to get you any traction. You are going to have to take a look at a decent camera setup, a decent lighting situation. And also I think it's that understand your listener. Is your listener really, or new listeners, really intrigued by video from you? If it's just two talking heads.
Right.
I agree with you in the part of while you're in studio or while you're recording a Zoom, something like this. We do this a lot with this. I really don't, I mean, yes, we repost this full interview for the sake of search purposes and such, but it's that looking at, okay, let's piecemeal what we talk about as a reel, as you know, little snippets that can be put on LinkedIn or a social media platform, that it's a good marketing tool for the podcast.
Yeah.
And the realization, at least from my point of view, is, I know I've always looked at it this way, that if you're trying to promote your podcast on a social media platform, you have to be in the mindset of why is that person on on that social media platform? They're in doom scroll, or they're just, you know, they're wanting to be entertained with that scroll. You more than likely, odds are low that you're going to convert them at that moment to listen to your podcast. They're going to watch the little snippet and kind of go, that sounds like a cool podcast. They may go to their app and subscribe at the moment, but they're not going to listen in that platform. I think the conversions that you think are going to happen from doing video, short video reels and such, aren't there. It's not the platform.
I agree. And I'm even guilty myself of, like, you know, watching the clips and being like, oh, wow, that's great. But like, what is going to take someone from clip into the full episode? And I also think knowing your why is important as well, because with my Black Woman in Biz podcast, my why for wanting the visual was for content for social media. That's exactly why.
And that's perfectly legit. It certainly is, you know, and at least you know why you're doing it versus like, well, everybody else is, we need to.
Right.
That's not a good reason. Mm-hmm. That's not a good reason, because a video is a heavy lift compared to audio. It's a heavy lift.
Sure. I mean, even, you know, one of the things that you have to think about, like you said, is cameras, lighting. So I highly recommend, with my Black Woman in Biz podcast, I've done all of the production except for one episode alone. And I found that the camera that I have, it's a very old, it's not an updated camera, but the camera times out after about 12 minutes. So I have to like listen for that sound and know that, okay, now I have to like stop what I'm doing to press record again. I had one episode where I had a couple people in the room to help monitor that. But now I know next time around, I'm going to have to get a new camera. I'm going to have a team, because that it doesn't help with the flow of the conversation.
Right.
And, you know, you have to also worry about lighting. You have to worry about sound, having the right microphones. Another thing I found was that when we worked together for my like pilot episode, we found that the mics, the jack wouldn't fit into my camera. So I had to buy an adapter piece. And even after that, I still couldn't figure out how to get the sound to work. So I have to kind of do a roundabout way to like pick up sound. So there's just all these different things that you have to consider. I guess I would say one of the pros is that sometimes people do like to see the host and kind of see the interactions with people. Especially, you know, I listened to another podcast called Brilliant Idiots. It's Charlemagne the God from The Breakfast Club, and Andrew Schultz is a comedian. So it's funny. Definitely one of those like not suitable for work podcasts. But even though they have a visual, which, you know, sometimes if they're like talking about something that's happening in the room, I might pause the listening thing if I'm at my computer and like get on YouTube just to see like, okay, what is he showing him? And then I'm like, okay. And then I go back to the audio. Yeah. So it's interesting though, when deciding, you know, which podcast I listen to visually versus audio, like which podcast am I, you know, watching while I'm cooking dinner versus listening to while I'm working. And I honestly think it really just depends on the listener, on when they prefer to listen to podcasts, if they consider themselves, like I've had people tell me like, oh, I don't like podcasts, but like they tell me about things that they watch on YouTube that are podcasts. So it really just depends on the person, you know?
We don't want to get stuck on the term podcast. It's you're creating content to do what you want it to do, sort of thing. I had a networking opportunity with a gentleman yesterday, and we were talking about the same subject, about the audio. Not, I don't want to call it audio versus visual, but it's that why do you, the incorporation of it. And he mentioned, you know, some statistics in regards to that. There is some visual aspect of us connecting with people visually, even if it's one dimensional. So that could be a consideration that if you have a really good camera presence and you, and that's part of your presentation of that, this is how people connect with me is because they see me. I have that winning smile, or you know, whatever it might be. Or you do have some background visuals that are part of your branding that really stick out. Yes, then video should be incorporated for sure. But if you're doing like and you know, the listener to this podcast, if you see the video, you see me, I just have a white background. And to that point of me describing where I am, I have to recognize there are big a few people that watch this video. I have to describe, don't use the background I have. Well, the audio version of this, what are you talking about, Brett? It's like I had to describe it. So it, while you're flowing with an episode, you have to remember, okay, if I'm going on both video and audio, I have to describe what I just talked about. And the video viewer kind of go, why are you talking about this? Well, I have two different audiences to think about. It's another
Something I
consideration.
didn't know until I started uploading my podcast to Spotify, which figuring out Apple is always like annoying, so I've been kind of avoiding that. But with Spotify, I didn't know that you could upload video and that someone can choose right then and there as they're in the Spotify app if they want to watch or listen or both or toggle back and forth between the two, which I guess you can also do that if you pay for a premium like YouTube subscription as well, where you can kind of go back and forth. But you know, when you're thinking about that and you're talking about things in the room, being mindful that if someone is listening, they're not going to be able to see what you're talking about. And I think that's why, you know, someone like Crime Junkies has done a great job with having their app for the people that are like super fans, where when they're talking about these cases and they're talking about evidence and maps, if you're listening in the app, you can actually see those things. And I think that also helps them truly own their audiences. So even if they decide, you know, if YouTube goes away tomorrow, they still own their reach, you know, which is so important. And we talked about that before as well.
Well, and you, it's a good point you're bringing up in regards to the ownership. That with the audio form of the podcast, you own everything of it with your RSS feed, even though you may be, you know, on a hosting platform, but you're still safe compared to relying on YouTube as your distribution. Or if YouTube goes down or goes away, again, more than likely won't. But you know, at the same time, there's always that percentage of something happening. Your videos are gone. They're gone unless you house them on your .com. That again, that's a different price package, different concept of where you want to be with that. And we're also skirting the issue of, okay, yeah, you can have your videos on your website, but that doesn't mean embedding a YouTube video. We're talking your website hosting those videos. That's a different price point for hosting, for sure, with your website. But again, if you're creating something that's that important that you want to control the destiny of everything, I mean, I heard this interview the other day talking about he built this entrepreneur built his business on three pillars for the content, and one was the website, one was a podcast, and one was a newsletter. All three he owned. No one could literally take them away from him versus relying on video, relying on, you know, something that can like a TikTok. TikTok's been a great example of this. TikTok can go away again. You know, there's been no rumblings about this, amazingly enough. I need to do some research about where this stands,
Yeah,
but
it's been very quiet.
real quiet, weirdly quiet, honestly. It's like, where did this stuff go? That was such a big brouhaha at the beginning of the year, sort of thing. But again, this episode may turn a little bit more negative than positive or visual, but I think it's spotlighting what that platform, the video piece to it, you need to watch out for. Let's put it that way. I'm working with clients that want to do visual. I'm all for it because I think it is a contact point, that a reach point that should be addressed, done properly. It definitely reaches a different audience than audio does.
It really does. And I think, you know, to that point, when it comes to thinking about the negatives, I think there are, if you really are dead set on the fact that you want to have this visual piece of the podcast, I think a few things to think about is, you know, making sure that if you're posting your video to different platforms, that you optimize for the different platforms. Mm-hmm. So even with me, I'm recording on for anyone out there, when I talked about my camera, I have a Canon EOS Rebel 7 or something. Mm-hmm. I got it during COVID when everything was on sale. Like, it's the perfect time. I'm just going to get this, you know, get this camera. And so since I'm recording in like landscape view, when I go to post a reel, I have to get creative with how I'm going to post it to where it visually still looks okay. And I've seen people, I've been in on other people's podcasts where they have a production setup where it's easier for them to create content for the different platforms because they have their main camera, then they have one camera on one speaker, one camera on another. So when it comes to creating content, it's a lot easier. But again, that's a whole like production crew.
Right.
So just, you know, keeping that in mind, I love what you mentioned about the background right now. If you're listening, I'm sitting at my desk, so there's really nothing exciting going on behind me. But when I decided to add a visual aspect into my podcast, right across from me, what you can't see is I bought some things. I had to create like a grassy background. I had to get some cool chairs and a table. So that was like, you know, startup costs to get that up and running. So keeping the visuals in mind as well. Think about, you know, repurposing the content as much as possible, because now you, at least you have it if you decide to do visually. So how can you continue to repurpose that content to try to get the maximum amount of reach as possible, especially if you paid for a production crew, if you rented a studio, if you did all of that? You want to make sure that you are using that content as much as possible. And, you know, look at the analytics and see what people like. Are people even watching the YouTube that you made? Are you getting more downloads and listens on your Apple or Spotify or Google Play or whatever? And I think that will really show you what people are interested in. But if you still really want to do video, then you have to figure out a way to get your just core audio listeners onto that visual platform.
Yeah.
So you're not wasting money.
Right. Being very purposeful. And I think one advantage, if you've been podcasting for a while and you have a very good community that is interactive with you, general poll them, ask them, would you like a video version of this? Would it be easier for you to talk about this podcast that you really enjoy in visual terms to share or whatever? You know, have that conversation with them, because maybe a handful would say, yeah, I'd love to see what you guys are doing. It would be great. And that sort of thing. But begin small. You know, gradually get into that. Yes, there's some money involved in regards to, like you said, you have to look at a new camera, but cameras, you can get away with a really decently priced camera and looks really good. I think it's that, you know, just what your setup is, what do you want it to look like? And you can continue to change and evolve over time and make it work for you, but don't let the technology be a hurdle. Get it done and experiment and ask forgiveness from the viewers going, hey, I'm kind of experimenting with this. I'm glad you're here with me, though. The content's going to be great, but the visual, we're still playing around. They'll forgive you. It's okay.
Yeah.
It is. because you did that probably with your audio version at the very beginning too.
Right.
Remember how you started, how rough it probably was, mm-hmm. or potentially was, that sort of thing. So yeah, it's I think visual is an interesting realm to really consider. Mm-hmm. And whether you've started, and you brought up a good point too, you may have started with video and now you're continuing to go to audio. Mm-hmm. That's a different mindset transition as well too. You can't necessarily take, I should say you can take the audio from the video and create an audio podcast, but you have to be cognizant of the audio listeners when you're talking about, if you're referencing and talk, you know, that sort of thing about things that are in the room or things that your guest brought in or something like that, you're going to start describing them. Otherwise, you're going to really frustrate your audio listeners.
Definitely. And I have listened to podcasts where you can tell that the focus is so in the room that it's hard to connect when I'm listening to the audio version of something. So you definitely have to keep that in mind, that if you are going to have both, that you are catering to both and keeping in mind that some are watching, some are listening.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we covered a lot of ground. I'm hopefully we balanced the pros and the cons. I think we did.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to couch the cons with it's just a warning. Be careful of it. You know,
definitely. I would say, you know, I guess the final verdict here is that if you're looking to, you know, go visual, it can help expand your reach because now it's not just audio. You have this visual as well. It can also help to get more engagement with your content because you can use this as content now. And you can consider, you know, monetizing through YouTube and other platforms. Also, got a notification today from Instagram. They just launched some like beta program where they're offering to monetize content if it's engaging. We're kind of opening that up, so we may see that coming as well for content creators to get money from Instagram. However, if you're looking for I guess less pressure, more ease of production, then audio may be best as well. And, you know, I personally enjoy listening to podcasts while I'm working and doing other things. So just think about your audience, look at the numbers. And like you said, try it out. You never know. It might work. I think the beauty of the podcast world is that, you know, it started as something small, but now we have, you know, huge celebrities like a Joe Rogan or Shannon Sharp who have podcasts and they're also testing out their setups and trying different things and doing a combination of audio and visual and different stuff. So if they can try and do, you know, still be testing out what works for them, then I think we should too.
Yeah, they're enjoying the freedom of what this medium can do. Yeah, having fun and bringing their talents to a different medium. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
If a listener wants to explore your brain power on this a little bit more about, you know, what, you know, anything we've talked about, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can go to my website, tjecommunications.com, and schedule a consultation, and we can talk more about this.
Yeah, and I'd love to talk to you too, listener. You can go to my scheduling calendar, mypodcastguy.com. I've got clients that are, you know, video only, audio only, mixture of both. The conversations are happening all the time. And we have this discussion that Tanisha and I just went through of talking about the whys and the purposes of it, because it is a great tool. It just has to come down to whether what you want to do, whether you're ready or not, and where should the podcast go for you. So thanks for joining me. This has been a great topic.
Yeah, thank you.